Yes?
Ramsey Clark on line one.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Yes. Yes, Ramsey?
On the consular convention, I've discussed it with Mr. Hoover and Dean at considerable length. Mr. Hoover did not want to testify and feels very strongly that it would be much better for me to write the letter. There's several reasons, perhaps that he states, perhaps some other ones, but among them are that in his earlier letter he said it's the duty of the Deputy Attorney General to comment on legislation. Since 1924 I haven't done this, and as a senior officer, why it's my responsibility, he shouldn't get into it. As a practical matter, I've reviewed what he would say if he testified, and I think it would be just limited to what Deke's been able to work out. I hope some. It would hurt, because it talks about special espionage cases, and it just enlarges on that problem. As far as his writing the letter himself, I'm afraid it would turn out pretty much like the other letters. They don't help particularly, so we have drafted a three-page letter. Nick has reviewed it and agrees with it for my signature. Mr. Hoover has approved it. It has some risks in it. First, we're not complying with what they've asked. That is, that I request Mr. Hoover to testify. It's subject to the charge that we're trying to muzzle him. Although it says that after careful consideration, Mr. Hoover and I have reached the following conclusions. At the beginning and at the end it says, I would not hesitate to request Mr. Hoover to testify if he thought his testimony could add to your deliberations. He does not. There's also some risk that he would try to undercut it either now or later. I don't think he will. He has offered, and Deke had worked on him with it, and I had suggested it to have the Bureau, and it would mean Deke, I think, contact Dirksen, Hickenlooper, and Munt, and as he says, it asked them to lay off, and he thinks they will. Deke thinks they will. The letter, in its essential major sentences, after pointing out how tiny the numbers are that we're talking about, so they really a reason the person would say this whole thing's ridiculous, says that while adding any number of potential espionage agents, of course, makes a commensurate increase in the work of the FBI. The Bureau is fully capable of handling such additional work. The contemplated number of Soviet officials would not place an undue burden on the FBI. Then we go on to say, because it's an investigative agency that doesn't involve itself with legislation, because the proposal under consideration is foreign to the competence of this department, with the exception of the internal security issue, which is narrow. Because as to that exception, our responsibilities are minimal. We do not believe that Mr. Hoover could add to what has been said.
You and Nick agreed on it. I just need to tell him that this is what he prefers before you have the letter, if they're bored.
Who would tell him that?
I would ask Steve to contact her. Say, we've got the request here that voted, agent and them, voted, the committee voted, and Mr. Hoover asked me to tell you. He didn't think he could add to it, any. And he thought the Attorney General ought to do it and get their reaction before you sent your letter.
Okay.
I touch base with those three or four and let Nick follow through. See what Nick does.
Okay. And we'd hold the letter till sometime tomorrow to check that out.
That's some of the reaction.
That, Well, we could get quite a controversy about it, obviously. So I think that's well worth doing. Nick has already indicated to Senator Fulbright that this is about what would happen, and he didn't get any strong reaction one way or the other, apparently. Are you where you can talk there?
Yes, sir.
I think we have the three pathologists and the photographer signed up now on the autopsy review. And their conclusion is that the autopsy photos and x-rays conclusively support the autopsy report rendered by them to the Warren Commission. We were not able to tie down the question of the missing photo entirely, but we feel much better about it. And we've got three of the four signed to an affidavit that says these are all of the photos that they took, and they don't believe anybody else took any others. There is this unfortunate reference in the Warren Commission report by Dr. Hume to a picture that just does not exist as far as we know. Our checking further to see where the pictures were at all times. From every indication, that was an error at the time. It puts Dr. Hume in kind of an awkward spot. That's on the case on trial up here. Why the judge didn't give any indication that our lawyers could see as to what he was thinking or doing. He did state that and set for argument the summation at 12:30 tomorrow, 2 hours and 15 minutes to each side. He further said that he would give his charge to the jury and turn the case to them beginning at 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
How do you evaluate?
I evaluate it as a weak case for the prosecution on the evidence. It's, you know, really, I don't believe that you can evaluate without being there, but this is my evaluation of what I've heard from our people, other sources in the newspapers. We've got a weak case on the merits, but that burdens of defense and the climate and all are so immense that the probability of an acquittal is not high at all. Very slim. Of course, I thought going in that it would be a very remarkable feat if an acquittal could be secured. The probabilities are that there will be a conviction.
You have all your clear, boys. Christmas, but when's your birthday?
December 18th. Long ways off.
Yeah, I can see the last.
Well, gift I can do that, I guess. I don't really know him, but I didn't think the one did himself very proud.
Oh, he wasn't. You know what that thing. That's right. Well, I guess that's all. I thought this fellow Williams did himself proud. Everything I read, even from the critical people, even Mary McCrory, said he's got curly hair, speaks in a low voice, doesn't have to have notes, and he knows how to instruct his clients.
Well, he's I think he's a great lawyer. I think he's a great lawyer, and I would assume that he's done about everything with the defense of that case that anybody could. But, we just have to see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to check back with you on this Fulbright letter? Can we just let it go and wait when it looks clear?
Just tell me what their responses are.
You want to know the responses before it goes? Okay, sir.